I'll start that again, I think. Holy God, grant us grace to desire you with our whole heart, that so desiring we may seek you, and so finding may love you, and so loving may hate those things from which you have delivered us, through Jesus Christ. Amen. It's the second week of Advent, and our readings talk about better times ahead. It's hard listening to readings which talk about the strength of Jerusalem at a time when the conflict between Israel and Gaza, the pain and violence being experienced by people across that region, sends shockwaves throughout the whole world. This conflict has knocked so many others out of the headlines, but war still causes hardship in Ukraine, Afghanistan, Myanmar, Somalia, just naming a few. Wherever there is war or terrorist uprisings, there are humanitarian crises, people of all ages killed, displaced, physically injured, and mentally scarred. It's 75 years since the Universal Declaration of Human Rights was established to, and I quote, infuse societies with equality, fundamental freedoms and justice. It has given us a set of standards by which all societies should live, but it also reminds us how far below this standard our world currently is. Human rights abuses are taking place right now in so many countries. Not just those that reach the headlines, but many places around our world. On this second Sunday of Advent, we remember John the Baptist. John stood up against the powerful people of his time, the religious authorities, and Herod the king. He preached repentance, a change of hearts and minds to prepare us for the one who was to come. As people listened to him and accepted his challenge in their lives, he baptized them as a powerful symbol of a better way of being. John taught that judgment was close at hand. He proclaimed that we must share with those in need, eliminate greed, and prohibit extortion. We read in Luke's Gospel, chapter 3, that anyone who has two shirts should share with the one who has none. Likewise, anyone who has food. Tax collectors were told not to collect any more than they were required to, and soldiers not to extort money or accuse people falsely. I've said before, we need prophets. We need to listen to the voices of those who are crying out for a better way. And those voices are very often in the wilderness. John knew that his wasn't the only voice. He knew that one much greater than him was coming. He believed that he was preparing the way for the one who would shine in the darkness. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the forgiveness of their sins. These words come from the Benedictus, and each Sunday in Advent we sing as our gradual hymn a different version of the Benedictus, the song of Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist. If you remember, Zechariah was struck dumb when he was told that his wife Elizabeth would bear a son. The angel Gabriel told him that the child would turn many of the people to God. With the spirit and power of Elijah, he will go before him to turn the hearts of parents to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. When the baby was born, Zechariah was able to speak again. And he confirmed Elizabeth's statement that the child was to be called John. He proclaimed that God has shown the mercy promised to our ancestors and has remembered his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our ancestor Abraham to grant us that we, the oath that he swore to our ancestor Abraham that we might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness all the days of our life. So here, today, as we gather, we are hearing the message of the angel and the prophecy of Zechariah. We hear them spoken to us, calling us to respond in our own lives, whether as a parent or a lover, as a teacher or a healer, an artist or a friend. We are all called to use our gifts to prepare the way for God's kingdom of justice and peace in our generation. It's not easy, is it? I tell you, this is not an easy sermon to preach, because it's so easy to feel overwhelmed by the state of our world. It's so difficult to see what any of us can do to make a difference. John the Baptist's call was to prepare the way. Many of us don't feel equipped for the task that lies ahead of us. And yet we are being called to encourage one another, to possibly reach out to those who are doing great good in the world and support them. What we see in John the Baptist is someone who used his voice fearlessly against the corrupt values of the world in which he lived. Amnesty International works all year round to support those who are speaking out against discrimination, injustice, and human rights violations. And after today's service, you can do one simple thing. You can sign a large card that has been prepared for one of those situations, or you can write your own letter as part of their Right for Rights campaign. It might seem like such a small thing, but we keep hearing what a difference it makes to someone who is in prison or whose freedoms have been curtailed because they have spoken up for a better way and are now paying the price. Perhaps we're not a campaigner, but we can do something to support those who are. Every time we call out wrongdoing, every time we witness to justice and truth in our world, we prepare the way for God's kingdom to come. Today is actually the 75th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration. It happened on the 10th of December. This declaration speaks of a better way, and you might like to read those 30 articles. They remind us how people's basic human rights are still being undermined, even in this country. For instance, Article 14 states that everyone has the right to seek and to enjoy in other countries asylum from persecution. Not quite sure how our track record is on that one. Article 20, that everyone has the right to freedom of peaceful assembly and association. Maybe we need to write to our government and remind them. Article 23, that everyone has the right to work, and without any discrimination, everyone has the right to equal pay for equal work. Don't think we've won that battle just yet. And Article 25, everyone has the right to a standard of living adequate for the health and well-being of themselves and their family. We are woefully close to failing Article 25. John the Baptist was a prophet, speaking in the wilderness about a better way of being. He was not the light, but he witnessed to the light of life for all people. We may wonder what we can do. We may well feel overwhelmed by the horrors of war and conflict. But in this Advent season, may we too testify to a better way. Amen.